Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all.
Best flooring.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
Mark, you pitched this idea. You go ahead.
Welcome to We Got This with Mark and Hal.
The show that settles the debates no one else will touch. And Mark, I jumped the gun.
You did, but you were very excited. Go ahead.
Here's the reason why is because you suggested this. I was like, this seems like the most boring topic. Like, no, what was this, John Thibault?
Yes, Thibault. Thibault? Thibault.
I think it's T-Bolt just by looking at it.
If your last name is T-Bolt, it should be spelled T-B-O-L-T like lightning.
What about a lightning bolt instead of the death?
Yeah. Oh, just the letter T and then a lightning bolt? Yeah. I hope that's what his signature is.
I love when people suggest stuff. You should always feel free to suggest things. But this one just seemed like, this seems like a real boring topic.
The first thing you texted me, I got really excited about this topic. And the first thing you texted me was like, that seems really boring.
What?
And then I was worried that people would see that this was coming out on April 4th and they'd be like, oh, well, this must be their April Fool's Day prank. Surely they can't fill a whole episode talking about flooring. But it's a big deal, Hal. As a person, you know, you're a person who just moved into a place. There, all the little details are a big deal. I recently had the flooring replaced in my apartment. Flooring is a big deal, especially when your flooring sucks. If your flooring sucks, it's a big deal to get it repaired.
There are also differences between flooring that looks good and flooring that feels good to your feet.
Sure.
Oftentimes, I have found that they don't really like jibe with one another. Like the best looking floors, the people are like, the floors are gorgeous in this place. Mm-hmm. Like when you go to look at a house or all of the shows that you watch where they're redoing homes, what's like the number one attraction?
The flooring, hardwood floors.
Hardwood floors, 100%. That is exactly what I was thinking of. And the truth is, hardwood floors are great. They're probably a lot better for maintenance. We have a mix in our home of what I believe is like engineered hardwood, which is like a step above LVT.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get to all of these rankings. There's four different wood looking ones that we can rank.
We have like our dining room is pine flooring.
Like, okay. So it's actually hardwood.
It's actually hardwood. And I don't know if it was at all. It's the only part that is pine are the steps leading up from the living room to the dining room. Mm-hmm. And then everything else is this engineered hardwood, which is nice. Also nice. Very nice. But it is weird to be like, oh, I wish it was all oak, but that would be very expensive. But I've also lived with all kinds like high carpet, low carpet, industrial carpet, concrete flooring, all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you want to start? Like, how do you want to approach this?
You know what? This will be fun. I don't think we've ever done this before. Let's go through the Hal Lublin arc of flooring, because we both were raised mostly in the late 80s, early 90s, when different things were popular and that popularity was changing. Specifically, I think we were around for a time when everything was carpet, and then suddenly carpet was no longer the thing that everybody wanted, and it was all about hardwood, at least where I was from. That's why I'm curious, what was your arc in that regard?
In our first house in Northeast Philadelphia, when we first walked in, there was like a little like walk-in area that was tile.
Mm-hmm.
Then you walked out into carpet.
Yeah.
Like not like all the way high shag, but like, you know, that plush kind of carpet. The kitchen was vinyl flooring. Bathrooms were tile.
Okay.
And the basement floor was concrete because it was, the basement was below. It was like one of those Philly row homes where if you look out you go down to the basement and there's a small window, and that window, much like some of those New York basement apartments, is looking out on like a sidewalk level or like, you know, our porch, our little patio area. But then also if you walk out the back door, you have a garage, because the way that those row homes are made, when you go into the alley behind, each garage is like down a driveway, like this steep. So you imagine a lane and then these steep driveways down to a garage door.
Gotcha.
And, you know, your laundry is down there in like a small hallway. Maybe you have a bathroom down there. Ours was not a finish. Like a lot of people would finish those basements. It was a very popular still floor plan. Like you could put me in almost any Northeast Philadelphia row home. And I can tell you where everything is.
Really?
The layout is the same.
Even down to the cereal?
I can tell you where the cereal is kept. Yeah. I can tell you.
You look at the kitchen. The kitchens are all the same. And you go, well, this is the correct cabinet for the cereal. I know where the cereal goes. Whether they have put it in the right place or not is a different thing. You mentioned the finished basement. I will tell you one bit of flooring. As a person who had a basement finished while I was a kid, I'll tell you a version of flooring that is not going to win. That is a fool's gold version of flooring. And if you're a little kid who is, you know, maybe horsing around and not thinking about the facts of what is underneath your feet, concrete, trying to pose as carpeted flooring, not cool.
You mean like industrial carpeting?
I mean any carpeting where the floor of the basement, when I was growing up, the floor of our basement was concrete for a while. And then the flooring of our basement was carpet, but it was just carpet over concrete. Yeah. Do you know what it feels like when you fall on concrete with carpet over it? Yeah. Roughly exactly the same as when you fall on concrete without carpet over it.
I've had Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife throw me on carpeting like that, and I still have back problems because of it. And
you know what, Hal?
It sounds weird, but Hal, it's true.
That sentence, I hope everybody's paying attention, because that, for now, years now, has been the sentence in the Facebook group that if we ever got to it on the show, then we would buy everybody a pie.
What, if I talked about it again?
No, I've been waiting for that sentence. It's just a sentence I've never heard before. When Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife threw me on carpet over concrete.
Yeah, it was that industrial carpeting. It was at a industrial event. I was doing a tour. I used to do work for Symantec as like not a spokesperson, but like
I remember the branded polos.
The B2B. I did the B2B videos for them, and they unrehearsed grabbed me in a headlock and a chicken wing and threw me down. And I put my knee down to catch my fall. Oof. And so my knee smacked directly into that floor. And you look at carpeting and you think carpeting is supposed to be soft and spongy. But when you just lay it, like you said, over a concrete floor, it's not doing anything to really absorb the blows. So not only will you bruise and your knee start to swell, but you have the potential to tear open a pant leg, to scrape your skin. If you're a kid wrestling around, I mean, concrete's not, I'm not a big fan of finished concrete. I get the look of it in like an industrial, like a townhome.
I do kind of like that. Yeah. There's some of these we're going to talk about that are very specific. First of all, I'm sorry that Dog the Bounty Hunter did not have a proper showman sense of safety when doing stage combat. You would think that he would just by looking at him.
Oh, the stories I could tell.
Go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to not say them here, but I do remember coming back and at like a thrilling show and talking about it because I was so upset. I was wildly upset at both him and his wife.
Ken wants to tell one.
I'll tell one story. So the idea of this tour was I play and I'm Hal the IT guy. That's what I am in all the videos, and all the problems I have can be solved with Symantec, different like recovery software. So in this tour, they have a partnership with Dell. So I would go to these Dell campuses. And we would do like an event where they would go to all the sales reps and be like, this is what's great about Symantec. And one year we went with Vince Young. And if you've never been to Austin, Texas with Vince Young, it is one of the greatest experiences you'll ever have, because
how did you walk anywhere?
He's like immortal there. It's amazing to watch people react to him.
By the way, thank you. I still have the football that you got me, autographed Vince Young football from that event. And I cherish it.
He was a good kid. It's amazing how young
good
he was.
Good kid. How old are you? Are he you was like, what are you, Brockmeyer?
He was like,
he's 20. A good kid. You sound like a sports like, writer I from the 30s. Like,
he was like 22 years old. He was
a, yeah, he I guess was he was a kid. I guess, but in my brain, all professional athletes are older than me.
Yeah. I mean, if you put us next to each other, you go like, oh, is that your uncle?
Yeah.
Is that giant football player your uncle? But the premise of this particular tour was that I had made the wrong choice and that I was being hunted down for doing it. It was originally supposed to be my Mr. IT, who was supposed to be Mr. T. He was not available. Man. So there was a laundry list of people we tried to get. We tried to get like, they were like, oh, we'll see if we can get Chris Jericho. We'll see if we can get A, B. They wind up with Goldberg, the wrestler.
Nice.
So he's there for the first set of shows. and we talk everything through. He's like, I'll corner you, then I will pick you up on my shoulders, I'll bring you, and I will set you down. And I was like, are you sure you're going to be okay? Because I'm like a heavier guy. And he looks at me like, do you know what I do for a living? Picks me up easily, never felt safer, like super safe. So Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife are booked for the middle cities of the tour.
Real quick pause.
Yes.
I think it's so wonderful that as a guy who has another podcast about professional wrestling, that you and Goldberg got to stand around before a thing and just work out. Okay, now then at this point, you're going to pick me up. Okay, I think that's cool.
He was could not have been a nicer guy and such a pleasure to talk to. Just a cool guy.
Great. Then Dog shows up.
I guess of what's supposed to happen. They are late to the venue for whatever reason. I won't even get into that. So I had to vamp for about 20 to 30 minutes. I'd never done that before. I just did like 20 minutes of crowd work, let's say 15, 20 minutes. Let's be generous on that side. They show up. There's no time. The first time I even see them is when we're out doing this bit in the audience. They corner me on either, they've got me trapped on either side. And I assume they're going to bring me up on the stage somehow. That's what they're supposed to do. He grabs me in a chicken wing. Either him or his wife. Forget who did it the first time.
A chicken wing is a grappling maneuver.
No, sorry. He grabs me in a headlock. This is what happens. He grabs me in a headlock and forces me down. And I don't know what's going on. So I don't know how to go with it. But like,
forces you down like cutting off your oxygen supply?
No, but it's just a way of wrestling someone to the ground. He wrestles me to the ground. That's where my knee goes into that concrete floor with carpet on it. I'm clearly like hobbling after that. We meet backstage. His first thing is like, how old are you, man? And I'm like, however old I was at the time. He's like, I got a son your same age. Here's what's going to happen is I'm going to put you in the headlock. Just go over my body. And I'm like, okay, well, at least now I know how to do it. I'll do it one more time. We get to the same moment. This time his wife puts me in a chicken wing. A chicken wing is where you grab someone across the neck from one hand and then wrench their arm behind their back with the other.
Oh.
So I still have muscular problems on that shoulder blade from that. And then she pulls me to the ground the other way.
What does having a son your age give him? Like, he's like, well, I've beaten up on this kid for his whole life to exactly this point. I know how to beat up a person who's exactly your age.
Mark, if you can figure out the answer to that, you are a much smarter person than I am. But that was like a nightmare. I still get like it still upsets me because I didn't know how to stand up for myself or what was going on.
Yeah.
That was a really rough professional moment, but all of this to say, concrete floors with a little bit of rug on them suck.
Well, I didn't mean to make you dive into – it's for offices, yeah. I didn't mean to make you dive into a horrifying work story. But suffice to say, I hope Dog the Bounty Hunter isn't just showing up randomly at offices and taking people down. If he is, hopefully those offices have modernized and have put some sort of spongy thing underneath the carpet. I have a list in front of me. I
thought of like five more stories, but go ahead. I'm not going to tell anymore.
I have a list in front of me of what I think are the major types of flooring that we need to talk about. This is roughly a finite list, which I enjoy. We can go a little more in depth on the individual topics rather than feeling like we have to cover everything. Here are assorted types of flooring that I think are the broadest, most common to look at.
Okay.
These are ones that would come up in a decision-making process.
Gotcha.
You got wood. Right. You have both hardwood, engineered wood. What did you call it? LVT?
Yes. Luxury vinyl tile.
Luxury vinyl tile, luxury vinyl panel, LVP. I've also heard those are also designed to look wood grain. And then the lowest of those tiers being laminate, which is basically a photograph of wood with a coating over the top of it, which I'm pretty sure is what I have in here. But you know my apartment, it looks like the set of an apartment. So as long as it looks right, it's fine.
It's very rare, even like unless you're in like a luxury apartment. Like, our apartment was really nice, the one that we had. You were in it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't super expensive. That was tile flooring made to look like wood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like and it's not even like ceramic tile. It's whatever. I don't think it was laminate, but it's, when you're running an apartment building, you figure out what's going to be the least expensive that works just fine.
Dude, that's the thing is I wanted to talk about this too, because so often I've lived in apartment buildings where the landlord's job is just get the cheapest version of everything, right down to the light fixtures, where it's just a big round piece of cloudy glass and a little screw that's holding the whole dang thing together.
Yep.
But here is the list that I have. So those are the woods.
Sure.
Then you have tile, proper tile. Mm-hmm. Stone. Love me a stone floor. Mm-hmm. Linoleum. Mm-hmm. Classic. Carpet. Marble. And lava. Ugh. I mean, the floor is lava is the most imaginative of them, the least likely to actually encounter. I think that we can, here's my pitch for you.
Eliminate lava? Is that the plan? Is that the pitch?
Well, do you think we can eliminate lava? I think we can eliminate lava.
Yes. Right,
let's eliminate lava.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Somebody needs to visit a Zoltar machine and go back to being a kid. But I'll get rid of lava.
I remember when I was a kid, I was like, I just wish my floor was lava. You know, the whole point of that game is to not touch your floor, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the lava.
Dude, I've been in place. You're not going to get an argument out of me that lava is the worst floor. I have been in apartments that I also did not want to touch the floor.
Sure.
But I didn't want to put a 20-year-old stain as a type of flooring. I mean, I can add it. Let's talk about a couple real quick that here's a way that I think would be fun to play with this. Tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we can begin the ranking process now, and we can start. We've already talked about the worst possible flooring, and that is carpet.
Lava.
Lava. Yes. Second worst possible flooring is carpet over concrete, because you assume something that is not there, which is any sort of padding.
Also concrete.
Yeah. Also concrete. Oh, concrete floor. Yeah, I didn't mention just straight concrete.
Yeah, finished polished concrete.
I like finished concrete, yeah.
It looks nice, but it's not I think it's impersonal.
Yeah, it's also cold. It's better for a gastropub than a home.
Yeah.
Though I guess that begs the question, what is our location that we're talking about? Because different flooring is better for different things, right?
Well, that's something we're going to have to discuss. It'll be something I think that could work in multiple locations.
I think you're right.
Which I think is going to kill carpeting.
Oh, yeah.
Because years ago, Jennifer and I were apartment hunting before the place that we lived before we moved here. And one of the places we went was like a really nice development, it was like in the Playa Vista area. Mm-hmm. It's a real nice development.
Sure.
It was really nice. Apartment too.
Don't tell me the bathroom was carpeted. Hell,
the bathroom was carpeted.
Don't you tell me the bathroom was carpeted.
Around the toilet. There's no way it's not like if you got a.
It's getting P-Flex.
Forget a black light. Just get a flashlight and put it on there, and you'll see the ghosts of urine past.
That's it. We'll get to carpet because I have a lot to say about carpet, but I want to start with the other worst. I don't think carpet's the worst. I think carpet is hilarious, and carpet done well can be great.
Sure. You don't want it in your kitchen either.
No, you don't want carpeting in the kitchen. Linoleum. I have lived in so many places with yellowing linoleum flooring. Linoleum is never just linoleum. It's pretending to be tiles. It's pretending to be something else. It's half the time it's pretending to be flowers.
Yeah.
But linoleum flooring to me is the bane of my existence. Living in an apartment where I'm generally clumsy. I have linoleum flooring in the bathroom and in the kitchen, and it's driving me crazy.
Why?
I don't know what to say other than that.
So easy to clean up?
It is easy to clean. You think it's easy to clean up, but here's the thing. If you're cooking and you're the type of person who drops things a lot, I drop things a lot, any dent or if you drop a knife, God forbid, there makes a little hole in the linoleum, any sort of minor problem that the linoleum has, it begins to take on the look of an unbrushed tooth. It just gets browner and the hole gets deeper and the hole gets browner and the area around it gets yellower until your entire floor looks like a tortilla. Just brown and yellowish brown and beige dots.
Look, if vinyl is what you can afford, then that's fine. But that is an issue with it. And it also is like...
Well, vinyl's great. This is linoleum I'm talking about.
Oh, linoleum. That's right. Linoleum. Yeah. Linoleum's always trying to be something else because you don't want just like a sheet of white linoleum on your floor.
Right. That's fair.
It's always trying to look like a better type of flooring.
Dude, I almost set my apartment on fire recently, which led to now I had to get a big like rubber mat for the bathroom to cover up all the burn spots in the linoleum.
Did you knock a candle over?
Here's what I did, Hal. I can, you know what? This will be a PSA for everybody. Don't get a 3-wick candle and have it next to your bed, because the flame on a 3-wick candle can get really tall. And what it does is it will leap. See, the flame will leap onto one of your pillows and also the sheets and the comforter and the mattress. And because you are, working on, you know, chilling in bed, have a cup of tea, a candle going. I'm reading some stuff on my iPad, not really paying attention. I think I have headphones in listening to music until the fire alarm goes off. I look to my left, my mattress, my pillow, my sheets, and that whole area are on fire. So I scoop everything up, run to the bathroom, toss it in the tub, and turn the water on, because I don't have a fire extinguisher readily available. Hold on, Ken's asking something. How did it avoid the silk draperies hanging around your
Ken,
bed?
Ken, stop interrupting the story.
Yeah, now I don't remember where I was in the story, Ken.
You threw everything in the bathtub.
So I see that all of this stuff is on fire. Yeah. I gather everything up. I run to the bathroom and I toss it in the tub, turn on the water, let it run. But some fiery things, I guess, have wound up on the linoleum. So now I have a bathroom linoleum floor that's also covered in burn marks.
Boy, that feels like the least damage that came out of that story. And more that, like, lucky you didn't Michael Jackson yourself.
Oh, yeah. I could have very easily set myself on fire. I did have to get new pillows, a new comforter, and a new mattress.
I didn't tell you this story. Yeah, I'm surprised you're not doing meditation things where you're like, I want you to relax and take a sip of your tea and slowly set most of your bedding on fire.
Yeah. Look to your right. Do you feel that warmth? You feel that warmth? It's only going to get warmer. Close your eyes. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive more into some different types of flooring. I feel like we may have gone off on some tangents, Hal.
There's no way. Here's a tangent everybody can enjoy. This show's made possible because of the support of Max Fun members.
And thank you to everyone who supported the show during Max Fun Drive.
And if you enjoy this show, you might enjoy some of the other wonderful shows on the network. So you're going to get to meet a couple of those. If you haven't already, check those out. Who can predict the future? One thing I can tell you is we'll be right back.
With Max Fun Drive in the books, we'd like to welcome our new members and say thanks to everyone who's supported us over the years. Welcome. Thanks. And now, on to the sticker sale. A lot of this year's drive gifts and live streams focused on food. We love how food can bring communities together, but not everyone has access to the food they need. So we'll split the proceeds from our sticker sale among 5 U.S. food banks in areas disproportionately affected by poverty. The sale ends Friday, April 14th. Members at the $10 monthly level and above can purchase any stickers they'd like. There's also a special Max Fun sticker featuring Nutsy the Squirrel that all members can purchase. For more info, head to MaximumFun.org/sticker sale. And thanks again for your support.
A man goes to the doctor and says that he's depressed and that life seems cruel. The doctor says, "Ah, the treatment is simple. The great clown Pagliacci is in town tonight. Go and see him, and you will surely feel better." The man bursts into tears and says, "But doctor, I am Pagliacci." "Ah, okay," says the doctor. "In which case, try listening to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast." The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is a multi-award-winning comedy podcast, and you can find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, everybody. Hal has been telling us some real horror stories about old Dog the Bounty Hunter on the break.
Stories.
But we're not here to talk about Dog the Bounty Hunter. We're here to talk about flooring. I don't think linoleum's going to win. It's very versatile and it's very inexpensive. It comes, of course, from putting
your worst nightmares onto a floor.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how it happens, Mark. It's not going to win.
It was all the rage starting in 1863 when Frederick Walton, an English rubber manufacturer, patented linoleum after noticing how linseed oil forms a leathery skin on top of paint. Very cool thing to figure out, but linoleum, there are better floorings out there. that have taken your place. Let's talk a little bit about some of the real super luxury ones. And I wonder, like, if the question is what's the best, is it going to be one of these crazy super luxury ones? Or do we want it to be something that people have, that you're familiar with, that's something that is affordability part of what makes it the best? Because I like marble flooring is great. Roman mosaic tiles from the 3rd century AD are great flooring, but it's not like you can get those.
Mark, you've been to my new home.
I have.
Location undisclosed.
Yes.
It is significantly larger than anywhere I've ever lived before. Thank goodness. It's nice to have a place where there are 2 toilets. Mm-hmm. I prayed for this day. You've been to both of the upstairs bathrooms. You've seen them. The nice tile flooring in there.
Yeah.
We did not install. They were there. That's travertine flooring. It's a very nice tile. There are a lot of different forms of it. Some of it's laid out in that sort of brick path style.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very nice floor. Tile flooring is good for bathrooms and kitchens. I don't like it anywhere else in a house.
You know, I used to have it in the living room way, way back in the day when I lived in that duplex with Jen years ago. We had tile flooring that went all the way out into the living room. And I get it. I like, for some reason, my body is acclimated to certain things being in certain rooms, whether or not it's the best thing for that room or not, I'm used to it. And being in an area where tile was in the living room felt weird. Even though I've been to places like, you know, it seems like a very Mediterranean thing, have that sort of terracotta looking tile all over the ground. But in that case, I would throw a rug over the top of it before I put any furniture there or anything, just because, yeah, tile feels weird in a living room. It never feels like a relaxing space to me.
It's also a very like southern and coastal thing to have tile throughout because
it gets wet.
Because it can get wet. If you bring in dirt, sand, whatever that is, it's easy to clean up and get out. And it gives it a uniform look. Like it's weird when your flooring is mishmash. I say that from experience. Even if you enjoy it, like this party, it's like, oh, I wish it was kind of all the same.
Dude, we once just put straight up sticker tiles over the top of some crappy linoleum in a place that I lived in college, my first apartment. And we did not even bother putting it all the way to the walls. So we had 2 different kinds of flooring within the room. We were like, well, we ran out of these tiles. So they almost go to the wall.
Nothing says college.
Right? Like laying, and there's stickers too. So those are going to be there for a while. They may still be there. Who knows?
Yeah, not your problem anymore. You're
not my problem anymore. Yeah, we got our security deposit back. You ever get a place where you're like, the security deposit is not astronomical enough to where you go, yeah, I can mess this place up enough and feel comfortable losing that deposit?
Yes, I've also gone to court to try to get a security deposit back.
And really?
Won the ruling in small claims court.
Hey,
and
congrats.
Never got the money.
Was it on TV?
No, it was actual court.
Oh man.
Like judge, I wasn't like, I'm really upset we're not getting our security deposit back. What TV show can I go on?
Yeah,
like,
you should have gone on a TV show.
What's my legal recourse to get this money back?
Yeah, I know. Judge Hatchett. That's my legal recourse.
I want to go to Judge Joe Brown. I think he seems like a cool guy.
Judge Joe Brown's pretty cool.
But yeah, at this point, I don't rent anymore. But when I did the last couple times, I was like, this, I never think of it in terms of I'm going to get it back. Mm-hmm. So. When we moved out, we did like fill in all the holes and stuff. And I was like, I don't really like, we lived there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way they're going to have to clean. They're going to have to put in new carpeting. They're going to have to do all of this stuff. And it's just going to like, the cost is going to be what the cost is going to be. And it all comes, they're not going to charge us extra. So go ahead and take all of it. And pleasantly, we got a little bit back, which was nice. But
yeah, hey, that's great.
I tend to think of it as, this deposit, unless it's like first month, last month, and the same amount in deposit.
Yeah.
I tend to think of it as like that is the price to allow me to try to drill a curtain rod into the wall.
Exactly. I own a 2-inch diameter drill bit. I've never gotten a full security deposit back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
But I've drilled some cool holes in walls and run cords through them.
Well, there you go.
That's tile. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about. Do we need to talk about marble and stone? Those feel just, it's very similar. It's that cold. Yeah, I guess cold is the word that I'm looking for. You can hose it down to clean it. Easy to clean, but cold and very prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, it definitely says luxury.
Yeah.
But I don't think I think a stone floor is kind of kitschy. And it feels like a stone floor is most appropriate in a kitchen and not really anywhere else.
I think this whole thing comes down to one big question, which is wood or wood equivalent versus carpet.
I mean, do you want to say the answer right now, or do you? Is there anything else you want to?
I don't know.
Go through, like,
I think. Well,
I want minuses.
I would like to go through the pluses and minuses. I think there are benefits of carpet. The thing about carpet for me is, I think that carpet at its best, it's ones and tens, right? Carpet at its best is a 10. Carpet at its worst is a 1. Hardwood at its best is a 6, and at its worst is a 4. You know what I mean?
I disagree with that. I think hardwood can be a 10 as well.
All right, that's fair.
Not only is it like a high quality material that feels like it's going to be there for a long time, but it also can create a look. You can build a room around a hardwood floor. You don't really want to build a room around a carpet. The carpet is there. Now, there have certainly been times in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s where it was like pink carpet, blue carpet, green carpet, black carpet. But we've moved since the 90s, really, since like the mid to late 90s, into more muted, earthy tones when everything was like a brown or tan, which I can tell partially because I'm my father's son looking at a room approximately when it was redone. Like if it was redone, I could tell you probably within a year or two what year it was redone because of the styles that have come in and out. And flooring is a lot more muted now. We've returned to the idea of hardwood.
I just to say a few things in praise of carpeting.
Sure.
I liked that colorful carpeting era. I like a conversation pit, those ankle twisters.
Yeah.
We rented a place once years ago for a holiday. It had a bright red carpet with a sunken conversation pit. It was my favorite thing in the whole world. My cousin and I sat in there and played with our Matchbox cars. It was like carpet at its best, you know, the jungle room at Graceland with its long green shag carpeting. It's luxurious. It's silly. It's fun. It's over the top. But I feel like with carpeting, you get that for like a week when it is installed. And then everything after that is this carpet feels old. Well, there's a stain on it. Well, it's matted down. Look at this high traffic area. Is that blood? Can we get rid of this carpet? When I moved into the apartment I'm in now, the carpet that was here was the carpet that stayed for the first couple of years that I lived here while I begged my landlord to put in wood flooring.
I remember you steam cleaning it. I remember you taking the time to move everything and clean it. You showed me the video.
Oh, yeah. I made a time-lapse video of steam cleaning that. But I will say one thing that I've lost in my apartment since they've put in the hard floors is there was a certain sort of sound dampening, muted relaxation and coziness that comes with a carpeted room.
Well, if you have a hard floor, well, let me go to carpet for a second. Mm-hmm. And those like conversation pits and the bright reds and the drastic colors.
I love the drastic colors.
I think those are fun to visit.
Yeah.
I don't think they're fun to live with. Like you can go and enjoy a luxury hotel. Mm-hmm. And then after a little while there, you kind of want to go home because you miss the things that are maybe a little more functional and proper about living in a house. Mm-hmm. Like it's fun to visit stuff, but I think it's a different reality when you live in it all the time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't constantly have people in and out of your house. You're not running the boarding house from Forrest Gump. You don't have
not people yet.
Constantly in the home. I will one day. I, that's
one of
my
these
dream
days.
For you.
Fingers crossed.
And my command to you to do that. But carpet is fun. It's good to vacuum. Like you can vacuum and clean it pretty quickly, but it holds stains.
Yeah.
There are like a lot of, it doesn't cover up mistakes pretty well. They kind of live there forever.
Oh, yeah.
And that's true. Like a severe mistake, like setting stuff on fire. Would damage almost any floor. And carpeting should not go in a bathroom, nor should it go in a kitchen. It shouldn't even really go in a dining room. Now, here's the plus side for a harder flooring material. Like I'm here in this office. I have the hardwood floor. I bought a giant rug. I'm sitting on the rug right now. So I have a sound dampening area. I'm not even done sound dampening. Everything is like temporary. Everything in this room is still temporary. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
But in a hardwood floor, you put down area rugs. In our dining room, we have a nice big dining room table that's sitting on top of a rug.
Then that begs the question, though, if the way to make hardwood work is to cover it with carpeting. You know what I mean?
No, because
I'm not saying, carpeting. I'm using carpet and rug interchangeably, a plush looped weave of nylon or wool or whatever.
To be honest with you, Mark, I'm not 100% sure that carpet will stay. Like, I don't know how much we wanted to try it to see. It's good because it pulls the room together. It gives a sense of dimension to a room, but that's true with anything. That could be true with the carpeted room where you're like, oh, this looks, it all kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
Like an accent rug makes it look different.
Yeah. Looking around, I have multiple accent rugs. The reason I bought most of the rugs that I own are I bought them to, you've been to my place when I had the carpeting here. That carpeting was the bane of my existence.
It was gross.
It was gross. And I had rugs over everything. The whole place was covered in rugs that were just there to cover up the carpeting. And that's why I think it's the law of diminishing returns really, really puts a damper on carpeting. But at the same time, my hardwood floors or my, you know, wood looking floors, I enjoy best when they have a rug over the top of them. Because I do like that sound dampening and I like that. And I'll tell you who does not like the fact that I switched from carpets to hardwood floors is my downstairs neighbor. I am certain of that.
Right.
That said, I love my wood floors now. I do love having wood floors. I cleared out the living room. I took the rug up because I wanted to give myself a working space and a wooden floor. Forgive me. Forgive the theater kid in me. A wooden floor feels like a stage, Hal. I can tread the boards on my wooden floors. Here's the thing, Hal. I want to go and I want to walk across my boards. Is that so bad?
No, I think it's wonderful, Mr. Falk.
You know, Mrs. Columbo, she wanted to put carpet in every room, but I told her, I was like, no, we'll just put carpet in one of the bedrooms. But when you get out of bed and your feet want to be warm. But that is a big thing, by the way, warm feet.
Do you remember the Mrs. Columbo TV show? With Kate Mulgrew?
No, I didn't remember. I didn't know they made a Mrs. Columbo show.
Yeah. Show all about her.
I kind of wish that Mrs. Columbo was just also played by Peter Falk.
That was like Psycho.
Right.
Mrs. Columbo's been dead for years.
Yeah, she's just a skeleton in a chair.
Mm-hmm. That's all. What I like about a wood floor is like a finished wood floor. You can put it anywhere. It's a statement in the bathroom. It has to be sealed, obviously, but you have to seal it anywhere. But it's a statement in a bathroom. It's a statement in a kitchen. It works in any indoor area, but my piece of warning is, especially if you have flat feet, you need slippers. The one advantage of carpet is you can walk around on it barefoot and be comfortable. With these, like, I feel it in my knees when I go up and down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I bought these slippers. They're like Frankenstein shoes, but they're really comfortable, soft sole. Jennifer wears these like slides that are like cloud shoes. She and her sister call them. But it makes it a lot more comfortable to walk around in the house. We have like indoor comfortable shoes. I don't wear them all the time, but like that makes a difference. You need to have something comfortable to wear. But I do like the fact that it, you know, if you think of your building, I feel like you're someone who's always wanted to have like a grand library.
I would love to have a grand library. And also it sounded like you said a great lair. I would also like to have a great lair.
Well, the lair's going to have stone floors, but the library, you imagine this library, there's a grand fireplace, there's the floor-to-ceiling bookcases, the sliding ladders, there's a globe that has a bar inside of it, a big comfy chair. What kind of floors do you have in there?
You know what? This is going to sound crazy. It's going to throw a wrench in it. I'm going to have tiles. Carpeting. No, I'm going to have tiles. I'm going to go with that brown tile. I like that look for a library.
Brown tile.
Yeah, I want brown tile. But also, there's going to be enough wood in this library, right? I'm thinking like, I'm talking wood everything. It's going to look like a Donatello altarpiece where all of my books are. It's just carved wood, gorgeous, everywhere. So I don't want to overwood.
That's what the rug is for. You have a wood floor, then you put a rug on it. You want to put tile in your, I mean, it's your library. You do whatever makes you happy. I like having
the feel of a rug underneath my feet. But I hate the non-clean ability of carpeting that is attached at the corners, you know, wall to wall carpeting. Mm-hmm. Is rug, I guess we have, rug's not a type of flooring. Rug is an addition that you add onto flooring.
Yeah. This rug is machine washable. It's from Ruggable.
Yeah.
Not sponsoring us, but a decent rug. It is white and then
you're Ruggable.
Blue, It's in the style of like, it's like a French, I can't remember the style name of it. It's like a French style of rug where it's
how have you not bought it. All of the Star Wars rugs?
It's all Star Wars. It's all Empire Strikes Back scenes.
Oh, it is that rug. Amazing.
Yeah, it's Luke on the gantry with Han like this. It's Luke, and the X-Wing is in the swamp. It's some, I got some Stormtroopers. I got the Millennium Falcon. I'm just looking real quick.
Did you first see this on Instagram?
No, I went on to see what rugs they had. And this one, I wanted a Star Wars rug, but I wanted one that looked like a cool accent rug. I have a blue accent wall. So the blue, it pulls the blue out of the carpet. So it's blue and white. Other walls are white. So it kind of matches with the walls. It's a nice contrast to the wood floors. And you might not know it was Star Wars if you didn't look at it. You would just go, oh, that's kind of a classy rug.
I saw those when they were advertising them all over Instagram. Every once in a while, something on Instagram's like, all right, you got me. I will buy this.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that I had no idea that that was the rug you had. I just knew that Star Wars rugs existed. You're like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's Star Wars.
I don't think it had arrived yet when you were here.
No?
You'll have to come back over and see. Although it's a mess.
I don't care. I'll be there right now. Give me 20 minutes. But first we have to answer this. Look, it's not carpeting. I love carpeting from my childhood. I have a nostalgic place for it. But holy crap, any stain is permanent and it gets rough. And there's a reason that I bugged my landlord for 2 years to get me wood floors. Do we want to break down hardwood floors into smaller subunits?
No.
Wood floors.
Wood floors. You got to get yourself some wood floors.
Okay, two more to throw at. We're going to see if two can come up and take the victory, snatch the victory right here at the end from wood. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Sand?
Get out of here.
AstroTurf?
No, that is a career killer.
My grandmother did have sort of an indoor-outdoor patio that they had AstroTurfed, and I was obsessed with it. Yeah, it was a Florida room. Obsessed with it as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Very
because it felt like the exterior of the set of Mr. Rogers.
Yes, and some people will have an AstroTurf patch now for their dogs to go pee pee poo poo. But it's even then you got to hose it off. It's a whole thing. Don't put that in your house, please. Unless your house is the Astrodome, and nobody lives in the Astrodome. It doesn't exist anymore. I think it was torn down.
Nobody's lived in the Astrodome in 20 years.
Yeah. That's a name that I've not heard in a long time. People of the world, the wood floor, that is the best floor. Like different, you can choose your different tones. You get a nice honey tone. You get a more natural wood where it's a much lighter finish. You can go all the way down to a much darker stained finish. So there is variety there. And then you can use accent rugs to, in a large open floor plan, to separate spaces and create different rooms, or maybe create a little warmth or pull in some other artwork or pieces that you have there. But it is kind of a blank slate in the best possible way. It's also really classy. Wood floors have been around for centuries and centuries and centuries, and we keep coming back to them, to people on these shows now pulling up carpets to try to get to the original wood floors, because no matter how the march of time goes, we keep coming back to wood floors. It is a classic style that is a great complement to almost any type of home, both interior decorating wise and style of home that you could possibly want. That is the correct answer. The best flooring is wood flooring. Asked and answered.
That's right. And thank you to T-Bolt, whose name is spelled T-Lightning Bolt, for the topic. By the way, how 400 AD hardwood flooring was invented. And it's been going strong ever since. So yeah, you're right. Centuries and centuries. This topic is closed, but there are many more topics to discuss. So please reach out to us on Twitter at WeGotThisTweets, or
you can email us at WeGotThisPodcast@gmail.com, or talk about your flooring of past, present, and future in our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/WeGotThisPodcast. Thank you to producer Ken Plume, who you can support at patreon.com/KenPlume. Thank you also to researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
And thanks, of course, to our musicians, Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman, for our score and theme song, respectively. And thanks to you, the people of the world, with whom Hal and I would love to sit in a circle and talk about our lives, our hopes, our dreams, our feelings, and whether we're sitting in that circle on carpeting, on marble, on wood floor, on vinyl, linoleum, laminate, maybe not lava or anything else. You are the people we want to do it with. You're the people we want to join every week and talk about the silly things that make us smile. So to you, I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. And don't worry, everybody.
We got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.